Hello there, everyone. This is Mistress Alina Sky, and I am recording this blog post because it is an extremely important one, and I want you to know you can plug in your earphones and just listen as you go along. It's just the most important, like an ebook that you must adhere to and know and learn as you drive along or sit around in your office. I know my voice is going to drive you nuts, but hey, you need to listen to this because it'll help you. Now, what you wish you knew before choosing a mistress, or for that matter, any phone sex or neurotic entertainer provider out there. So here is a little bit of an insight on that, and I think it's extremely crucial for you guys to know. So what you wish you knew before choosing a mistress and how to make your sessions much more satisfying. Now, erotic entertainment has always been a burning need since the dawn of time. And one way or another, through the centuries, you see current progress, like with everything else. There seem to be so many more options available than ever to you, the consumer. And those choices, men, voices, women, images, website, can be extremely overwhelming to you, the consumer. Now, each erotic entertainer, phone sex operator, and dirty talker with a phone line and a bank account is out there to compete for your money and patronage. And it is daunting for both sides because you can have a fairly decent experience, but it may leave you feeling hollow, disconnected, and with an itch you still cannot seem to scratch. Now, there has to be a better way to truly connect, and none more true than the intricate nuance world of femdom, submission, and full spectrum domination. It is an extremely particular area, and here, yes, there is the best way possible, and it is here at Enchantrix Empire. This is it. And it's coming to you not only as a proud mistress on the Enchantrix Empire mistress roster, it's also because I've always looked for a place to fully apply my vast knowledge and techniques and capability as a mistress to you. And as a lifestyle mistress, as a phone mistress, I have really tried different type of systems, and I have never felt more congruent and at peace and completely centered and anchored and understood. And I could provide so much more an amazing experience to my clients on Enchantrix Empire. This is the place. So if you're here and you're new to this place, welcome. We're happy to have you. And if you are a longtime client, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So truth be told, it is survival of the fittest in our industry, like in many industries, I would assume. And this is for someone like me, who is a lifestyle dom, who has a deep love, passion for all matters femdom. I did do my research, so you don't have to. And when I found Enchantrix Empire, I knew I found a home for all my passions, heights, my strength, my standards, and I'm very proud to be here. So, of course, for you, the consumer, there are many choices out there, and you are more than welcome, again, to do your due diligence and search around. But I'm telling you, the bottom line, if you crave a connection and you want and you deserve the best experience for your time, your money, your needs, and your wants, you deserve to have an amazing session with somebody who cares, who truly and highly skilled and involved and current and relevant and knowledgeable with regards to your kinks, your desires, your erotic experience, and a mistress that continues to evolve with your changing needs. I talk about this a lot, but your mistress, one of the most important job for a mistress is to develop with you, develop you, to make sure that you're exploring things, that your sessions are not stagnated. They're not sitting around and you're going through the motions and you're going through the same things. I mean, it is just not what a true mistress is supposed to do. This is something that is exponentially changing, mercurial even. And you have to feel comfortable being able to discuss it with your mistress, things you want to try, things you want to explore, and you must know that the mistress that you've chosen can do this with you and has just much passion and curiosity to try new things with you. This is important. So what you wish you knew before choosing a mistress, in a sense of, let's say, if you've never used phone sex before and you've never tried domination before. Now, remarkably for many, this may be the first foray into phone sex and found femdom, and that's okay. Now, I will ease you into it, and I will go as slow as and fast as you'd like, so don't worry. We here at Enchantrix Empire are very good at what we do, and we love it. So we can definitely start on the ground floor with you and continue up as you evolve. And if you're a newbie, I personally love newbies because they haven't had a chance to form very bad habits with a mistress. And they may be hesitant, but lucky for you, I do all calls, from erotic to tantric to real girlfriend to full spectrum domination to sensual, from extreme, anything. That I take this time to get to know you as a person before we start, so we can really tailor fit a session that's just for you and your needs. And all you have to do is be as honest and as communicative as you can. So, okay, I know the above is easier said than done in terms of honesty and sharing and saying things to a mistress for whatever reason. So the next paragraph is for all you shy guys. So basically, I personally am a bit of a super freak with considerable experience with men, women, via phone and live sessions, bisexuality, tantra, asthma conditioning, role plays of every kind, and I'm very easy to speak with. You can't shock me really whatsoever. And even though every client mileage may vary and his or her experiences are unique to be sure, I want you to be confident that I can easily handle all of what you have to share with me. This is a safe place. You can do this here. Now, here, the next segment is for those who really don't know how to approach a mistress and how to start with the first contact of a mistress and how to conduct themselves. And a lot of clients kind of do something that already you're starting on the wrong foot. And that'll affect how things go for you sometimes, even if we're very, very, very professionals, and we are, you know, and we're very good in customer service and we're here for you. Here is something to just make your foray into first contact and choosing a mistress a lot easier if you know what to do and what not to do. The following here is what not to do, and start with the fact that getting on your potential mistress' good side goes a very long way. It is still a customer service industry. And we are committed to give you the best experience that we can. But honestly, when I connect the client right away in a certain way and he approaches me in a certain way, I am much more charitable and open to give him more stuff. You can get more stuff out of me. You know, some people just are very, very likable and very focused and understanding exactly how to approach a mistress first time if you've never spoken to her before. So this is how it's going to be. The instructions that are following here that I'm going to share with you are important. And I know sometimes that it may hurt because truth sometimes kicks you where you need it to kick. But these instructions are what you should never do when shopping around for a new mistress, because you just might miss out on the best experiences of your life if you commit those faux pas. All right? So, number one. Do not send long, elaborate, encyclopedia-size emails counting all your life story, all of your sexual history, your overly detailed fantasy, and a list of ideas, demands, etc. Just don't. Don't do it. The first email to a mistress. Have respect for our time, our expertise, and the fact that we have one or two brief introductory paragraph. You know, really, just that's all you should ever get into. And lucky for you, here at Enchantrix Empire, we make it super easy by providing you with a mistress recommendation form to fill out. And this should be your guide. I have a link for it in my blog, so you can click on it and fill your form. But if you just don't want to fill that form and you want to contact me directly, make the form your guide, the form itself your guide, into what you really need to write, which takes you usually like one paragraph at the most. So that's number one. Number two, do not send anything explicit ever. No dick pics of any kind. Nothing, nada, zilch, zero, jack, squat, buddy, don't do it. Don't do it. This is never acceptable. Sending images reserved for active sessions only. Those are explicit ones, unless your potential mistress asks for them specifically, and she won't, because nobody wants to look at your junk without being compensated accordingly. Not even people you're dating, initially. And so do not slide to my DM with a dick pic. Don't do it, because all you get out of me is blocked. I don't want to see this. And this doesn't really, I mean, those who love exposing themselves and really, you know, it's very amusing, honestly, just for you, but it's really not going to get you far at all. It's basically, that's where you're shut down immediately. Don't do it. Don't do it, buddy. Okay? Number three, if you really want your mistress to get to know you and sort out what type of person you are, what do you need, and if you're a good match for one another, nothing sort you out better than an actual phone call, even if it's a short 10, 15 minutes. I personally need to hear your voice and feel the energy flow. For me, 10 minutes is really sometimes all I need. And 10 emails are not going to do what a 10-minute phone calls will do. Not that you'll ever get 10 emails with me. You'll never get 10 emails with me before a session at all, because to me, this just screams time waster. I don't do this via correspondence. It's really not where this is going for me. And although I do give you the benefit of the doubt initially, to me, if you cannot invest in a 10-minute introduction call with me, then to me, you're just wasting my time. And I have this, you know, kind of resistance to investigate further if you start with that, because I have clients that need me, and this is where I'm going to be. So if you contact me initially, just understand that if I see that you're not even willing to invest in a 10-minute call with me just to kind of introduce yourself and have a bit of a chat, then to me, it's just, I'm not going to go any further. And it's a shame, because that's just how it is. Now, these are the things that you absolutely need to do. Yes, you do those following things when initiating your first contact with a potential mistress, an erotic phone companion. Now, number one, be polite. I know it goes without saying, but it's just one of those things. And I realize this is a phone sex industry, and maybe you just think that you can just talk a certain way, be a certain way with an erotic entertainment provider. Don't do it, okay? Don't do it. Behave yourself. Be polite. Now, even in a domination site, I mean, I'm still going to say it. Now, if you're lewd and crude and rude, I know it's an adult industry, but the first contact is not the time for any of that. Your demeanor that is anyway condescending, if someone is sending explicit emails, images, basically behaving like they have 2 atrophied IQ points banging around in their mostly empty brain, I personally will wipe the floor with them. So even if you're into humiliation, honestly, that's not the type of response you want to get at all. So number 2, why are you here? So I'm here because I want to be, as well as many of my sisters here on LDW, we have careers, we have income stream beside this. So what makes us being here? We love to be here. We absolutely love to be here. And it is our clients that we take care of, and our clients take care of us, and we invest a lot in our presence here, in our sessions, in ourselves, and in you. So you got to be reciprocal, engaging, deep, meaningful relationship with the femdom mistress is very paramount to success and satisfaction. So that goes both ways. You know, understanding and choosing a mistress here is something that can and will give you a long, important, and sometimes an actual lifeline anchor, more open, more honest, and focused that you are in choosing the right one, is really the better your experience will be. Now, number 3, what are your goals? And what are you expecting from a session? So let's face it, not all of you are looking for long-term satisfaction or situation without mistress, and that's perfectly fine. If you try different mistresses, by all means, we offer multiple mistresses call, as well as something called Pass the Penis, which is you have an opportunity to speak with about 3 or 4 mistresses, 10 minutes each, and you're passing from one to another. And it really gives you a chance to talk to, you know, most like 5, 6 mistresses, whatever you choose, for 10 minutes. and you really can gauge the style of a person for 10 minutes and a mistress for 10 minutes and how you get along. And then you just write down a mental note, which you spoke to and which one piques your interest. So the past penance, 10 minutes each, if you're just not sure and you don't want to make all these separate calls, you just do that. And that's very, very, very helpful. If you're not sure, to kind of hyper-focus on the one you need. So if you need, though, a long-term deep session, you take the time to do at least a half an hour introductory call and ask all the questions you need to ask so you can really figure out the mistress of your choice can actually make that commitment to you and provide the session scheduled and timely manner, because that's what you need. So do that introductory call, invest some time, and it's all smooth sailing from there. Number four, do have fun as much as possible. Be kinky, be open, be teachable, explore, enjoy your time, because I know I do. And not because I'm off the chart, high sex drive, insatiable force of nature. I'm also in total control of my passions, and domination saved my life. That's the truth. I was really lost before I realized that being a dominatrix and being here is the ultimate anchor, and femdom is the only true love of my life. So please join my harem. I need more of you. Now, here at Enchantrix Empire, we are king connoisseurs, but you don't have to be. I personally provide real girlfriend experience, relationship advice, lovemaking session, mutual masturbation, and straight up hot phone sex, because I've always loved it. So you can find that with me if you wish. Number six, this is important. Speak your mind. Even if you're a submissive, I know that, you know, even if I'm highly intuitive, my feedback, even if minimal, I can pretty much figure out what it is you need. But, you know, it will prevent a session from going south if you just get very, very communicative and speak your mind to a mistress. So don't be scared to tell your mistress what you need and what you like and what you don't like and what are the things you would like to cover, touch on, or totally avoid. So the session can progress at your pace and a level that you need it to be. Now, lifestyle mistress in-person sessions are always easier for me personally to figure out what you need because I'm looking right at you, but it's very effective. But on the phone, honestly, I truly appreciate it when a submissive is engaged and communicative. It really is something that you need to do. Before a session, you know, a couple of things. If I'm just getting to know you, after a session, email me. Your feedback is important. I want to be able to really connect with you. So please, even as a submissive, doesn't mean that, you know, you're not allowed to speak your mind to a mistress. You do. It's sometimes people come to me after being with a mistress for a long time and they really weren't heard and understood because, shut up, I'm the mistress, don't speak. No, you, in order to really create an environment that you feel that you can give yourself to somebody completely, you need to be heard and you need to speak your mind. And if your mistress doesn't let you express yourself, then she's not a good mistress in general, and certainly something that's not fair to you. So last but not least, your opinion matters to me. So let me know in the comments below what you wished you knew before choosing a mistress. And I invite you to sound off in the comment section below and share some of your experiences and lessons you've learned along the way. And in spirit of reciprocal communication, what would you want or don't want in a mistress, as well as what you wish your mistress would do during your first contact and session why? So let me know. I am Alina Sky, and thank you for stopping by, listening to me, reading my blogs. It's always great to know that I somehow get involved and contribute and play and share with you all. It's definitely something I would so never give up in my entire lifetime, as long as I can open my mouth and speak and be a mistress and just do this. I love doing this. So by all means, do share your thoughts, and I hope I get to have some good, intimate, mind-blowing sessions with all of you. So this is Alina Sky signing off, and have a great, great evening. Mwah! Or morning, or afternoon, or day. Later, guys.